Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Weeklies After the Talk with WPPM LP Philadelphia.
Yeah, this is one of the hottest radio shows that talks Charles's favorite segment, love and relationships. Whatever. Gives the good news and the bad news, and of course, the latest in entertainment news with the sizzle.
So make sure you keep it locked to We Talk Weeklies After the Talk with your boy Charles Gregory and the beautiful
Lauren Sizzle.
Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on
106.5 FM.
Here we go. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Charles Gregory with the beautiful
Lauren Sizzle.
And the beautiful
classy lady Sparkle.
We in the building, man.
It works.
Yes, it works. You know what? I'm just excited about today, man. I'm just excited that it's a lot of things that has been happening kind of like in our favor, finally, right? And you know, it's just one of those things where you can finally see the fruits of your labor, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily materialize in a monetary kind of like, you know, access or gift, right? It kind of it shows in other places, right? It shows in the people that's contact you, the people that subscribe, and the people who are kind of like supporting you. So I'm excited about that, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Got people on Instagram talking about they're excited. Amber Workouts is looking forward to being here in October.
Okay, we got Amber Workouts. Oh, shout out to Amber Workouts. She's coming here.
ABM Workouts. He's coming here.
Oh, I know you're a good gentleman. I know that gentleman, man. I seen him the other day at the Give Back, man.
That's what's up. Fit.
You know, he may be somebody that's really good to kind of connect. Matter of fact, we're going to connect the ladies with you, my brother, and we're going to have them work out with you. So you're going to have to put them through a rigorous workout this 30-day challenge. You know what?
During the 30-day how about I'm tapping out right now.
I'm tapping out right now.
Nah, he fit and he's doing some things and he's God fearing and you know shout out to him.
Yeah,
you know?
it's important that you know the fitness and spirituality that all goes along.
So shout out to what is it, ABF workout?
ABM, yeah,
ABM workout. So shout out to ABM workouts for, you know, watching us and commenting and you know showing the love, man. That's what's up. We got you, you know. So, Lauren Sizzle, so before we get into anything, how was your day, you know?
My day was busy. You know, it's tolerable Tuesdays, but it's still busy and, you know, it gets under my skin a little bit. But I think my relief is when I get to come and talk to everybody and see my We Talk Weekly family, you know, whom I love so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the benefit at the end of the day.
What about you, classy lady?
My day was cool. I had a open taco salad.
That usually don't work well in people's stomach, and we in this closed studio and the taco. You get a taco bell.
That guacamole, that guac is good for you. That's right. So, yeah. So, I had to open a taco salad. So, my day was good.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. So, I don't want y'all guys to go anywhere, man. What we got coming up next?
So, we got a little Hot Girl Summer. Megan Thee Stallion featuring Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla.
Oh, that's hot.
Yes.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Lauren Sizzle, and you are tuned in to one of the hottest talk shows in the nation, We Talk Weeklies After the Talk. Make sure you tune in each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m., and you can listen anywhere. Just download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for WPPM 106.5 FM on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And I got some good news for you. You want to binge listen to our shows? Follow We Talk Weeklies After the Talk podcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to check out all of our amazing shows and event coverage. And follow We Talk Weekly on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And most importantly, keep it locked.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Charles Gregory, the beautiful
Lauren Sizzle.
And the beautiful Classy, I don't hear you.
Say I'm on for it. Yeah.
There you go. All right. You sound good. There you go. So that was hot. I like that one right there.
Yeah, that's Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's my girl.
Yeah, I love she coming up. Like, she going to be a boss in the game, I can tell. Cause my knees hurt,
though, when I look at what she be doing.
She's a boss in the game.
She's hot, though. She got some bars with her and all that. I love her. I love her. Yeah,
so this your boy Charles Gregg with the beautiful.
Lauren Sizzle.
And the beautiful.
Classy Lady Sparkle.
She's at bars, huh? Go ahead, Spark, do it.
All right, well.
No, hold up. Do, huh? Do.
All right, now.
No. She wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
No.
Please just go give me what you're supposed to do today.
She really wasn't, though. I wasn't.
I wasn't. I was like, huh? So we're going to go into the bad news. Good news, bad news? All right. Here's some bad news, y'all. Imagine a child going to their local department store and getting school supplies. You know, your normal pens, pencils, notepads. Yeah. And, can't forget that bulletproof book bag. Right. Now, imagine that backpack, that bulletproof backpack is saving your child's life. In the wake of the most recent mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, sales of the bulletproof backpacks have skyrocketed, according to CNN report. The bulletproof backpack was founded by Joe Curran, a father of two, whom, in the wake of the 2007 Virginia Tech massacre that killed 33 students, sales increased by 200% in the August 3rd and 4th shootings. The bulletproof backpacks range from $199 to $299. They've been tested to withstand fire from shotguns like a 9mm, a 44 Magnum, but they're not built to protect against ammunition fired from rifles or assault weapons.
Mm, they got to do better already.
Yeah. As a parent, it's scary. It's very scary, says Andrew Levis, as she shopped at Office Max with trying to look for school supplies and a bulletproof backpack for her son.
Unbelievable.
Mm. So that's the world we live in now.
Unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, you have to go to see a movie with a bulletproof vest on, too?
That's crazy. And you know the crazy thing? I just heard during that same piece, they talking about bulletproof hoodies, too.
Wow.
So imagine, man. But you know the irony on that?
What?
Trayvon Martin got killed, and what did he have on?
A hoodie.
What would have happened if he had that on? Mm-hmm. How about that?
Right.
He would be here. That?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All
right, yeah. All right, that was your bad news. Here's some good news. Mm-hmm. And the infamous words of Tupac Shakur. Ain't a woman of love that could take my mama
Ain't
place.
Ain't a woman of love that could take my mama place.
Hey, and for this
young,
I gotta give it to him. And for this young man, he proved it. 35-year-old who identifies as only Jermaine, he climbed to the 15th floor of a West Philadelphia apartment building to save his bedridden mother, and he did it all with an injured hip. Jermaine found out through his sister that his mother's apartment building was on fire and that his mother was still in the building. What would y'all do? Would y'all?
I'd be climbing.
Yeah, I'd be climbing too.
Y'all know how much I love my mama.
So when Jermaine tried to enter his mother's apartment building through the front door, it was blocked by police, and he was told that the elevators aren't working, and he could not take the stairs. So Jermaine took it upon himself to climb up to his mother's floor. He said, I took it upon myself because that's my mother. There's no limit. That's my mother. So once he made up to his mother, she told him that she was okay and that the fire was contained. Jermaine climbed back down the 200 feet just as easily as he went up. But when he made it back down to the ground level, he was convinced that he would be arrested. But the officer on duty caught him some slack and told him to leave. The fire was believed to have been started by a trash compactor where four people and three firefighters were treated with smoke inhalation. So it had to have been bad for the firefighters and the people to get, treatment for smoke inhalation. Mm-hmm. So that was your good news because he was a human Spider-Man scaling the apartment building to save his mama.
That is dope. I'm telling you with 100% certain. If something happened with my mama, I'm scaling with my hands a building.
Listen.
You're gonna call me the human Spider-Man? I'm telling you.
And he had an injured hip.
Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, men, when it comes to their mama, they will do any and everything.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah.
All right, so that was good news and bad news.
That was your good news, bad news, Classy Lady Sparkle.
And it's your boy Charles Gregg with the beautiful
Lawrence Sizzle.
And the beautiful
Classy Lady Sparkle.
I like that, you know, and you know, it's just one of the things that, you know, when it comes to making some things happen, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we like to make things happen, you know, and so you know, it's we talk weekly and we are making progress with the things that we're doing.
That's right.
We are making progress with the people that's following. We are making progress with the folks, man, the real folks, the people who have been holding us down, man. And this is real. This is real talk. Because we give a platform for those folks, man. We the real deal when it comes to this stuff, man. We got people that have stopped me. Listen. I had people actually stop me in the street, like, yo, like, I watch your show, like, I seen you everywhere, and this day and the other, blah, blah, blah. Like, in fact, the guy, what's his name, the fitness guy? What's
ABM.
Yeah, ABM?
ABMB, yep.
ABM workouts?
Yeah.
When I tell you that he just seen me out, like, yo, I'm going to be on your show. That's right. Mm-hmm. Got you. My brother, I got you, right?
That's right.
And so this is real, man. We approachable if you see us. Matter of fact. If you see us on the street, stop us.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout us out. Say something to us. Man.
Right.
Matter of fact, if you have like your own We Talk Weekly story or something
like that,
call us right now, 215-923-9776. And just call us and let us know how, you know, maybe you saw us on the street, had a conversation with us. Call us.
That's right.
Call
us, man. We're so approachable.
What's that number again, Lauren?
215-923-9776.
We're approachable, man. We'll put you right on the spot, right, live and direct, man.
Yes. Show us some love.
Show us some love. But we got to go. We got to cut to another break. So what we got coming up next?
So right now we got Rihanna, Sex With Me.
All
right. Rihanna, that's what's up.
That's his girl. You know she could do no wrong.
Ree.
Girl right there.
Right back at the deal.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl Lauren Sizzle, and you are tuned in to one of the hottest talk shows in the nation, We Talk Weekly's After the Talk. Make sure you tune in each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and you can listen anywhere. Just download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for WPPM 106.5 FM on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And I got some good news for you. You want to binge listen to our shows? Follow We Talk Weekly's After the Talk podcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to check out all of our amazing shows and event coverage. And follow We Talk Weekly on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And most importantly, keep it locked.
Do you?
Rihanna. Riri. Bad girl, Riri.
Bad gal.
Bad
gal. You gotta say gal like
bad
that.
Bad
gal,
Riri. Yes. No doubt.
He's definitely a bad gal.
So this your boy Charles Gregg with the beautiful
Lauren Sizzle.
And the beautiful
Classy Lady Sparkle.
Man, so what we got coming up next? What we got coming up next?
We got the sizzle.
We got the sizzle. Give it to me early.
Yes, sir. So on the latest episode of Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio, she had Joe Buttons on as a guest, and things got pretty heated. They got heated. So they basically started going blow for blow after Nicki came straight for his neck.
Oh, man.
When she called Joe out about some comments that he had made about her over the years, including that, you know, the Megatron rapper was on drugs and her Instagram Live video with Megan Thee Stallion was planned. So Nicki Minaj,
I can kind of believe that though, but go ahead. It don't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah, but
that's the wrong person to come at. Joe Buttons. He with it. He with all that mess. Go ahead.
Well, she said to him, "Are you effing dumb? You like tearing down women when they can't defend themselves?"
Come on, man.
So he was trying to deny it, but as soon as he was in, you know, denying it, she hit the button and the clip played of him saying what she said he said.
Wow.
So he was trying to say something back, and then she said, "Cut his mic."
Yo.
Mic got cut. And the show went on without him. The show must go on. But then Joe Budden tweeted out a few posts. He tweeted out one. He said, "Spicy." And then he tweeted out after that, "I live for this."
Didn't I just say that?
So then Nicki pulled up to Joe Budden's podcast. And, you know, it went down. So
exactly.
But I mean, you know, it is what it is. It happens. So New Orleans. Yeah.
There you go.
That's like one of those, like, you have to go to New Orleans to find out how they say it. Because some people say New Orleans, and then some people say New Orleans.
Yeah.
But, like, if you live there, you'd be like, New Orleans.
They say New Orleans. Yeah, I knew that.
If you out of town, they know you from out of town. You coming in and talking about
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I'm going to New Orleans. Hey, guys. Hi, I'm going to New Orleans.
You from out of town, right?
You coming to New Orleans with me?
You know what? I gotta stop right
I'm
now
going
so he
to
can do
New
this.
Orleans.
He got it. Yo, y'all remember back in the day the little movie phone when you used to call to find out what movie was playing? Charles got to do that movie. Do the movie voice, please.
Oh, man.
Do the phone. Do the voice when you call a phone.
Hi, welcome to Movie Phone to PHL 17 American Express in America's Weekly. Press 1.
He must have been calling every day because he remember everything that man said. You was in the movies all the time, wasn't you?
Hi, welcome to Movie Phone. Press 1 for We Talk Weekly, 2 for Sparkle, and 3 for Lauren Sizzle.
You have exceeded the time limit if you ain't pressed them buttons.
I know, right?
So New Orleans DJ JMK, he is suing Cardi B, City Girls, Shaft, Master P, wow, Choppa, and dang, several other artists and record labels
round
for copyright mama infringement for the hit song Choppa Style. Chop, 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 style. Yes, this is as reported by NBC affiliate NBC affiliate WDSU News.
Everybody, that club. You got to chop.
Yeah, so for those of you watching, listening, you can't see
you can't
this
see
one here is
tune
dancing
into YouTube soon. You will see.
Why
welcome
did you
to
have
We Talk
way
Weekly.
I can with you. But yeah, he's suing all them. You know, DJ JMK, whose real name is Kirk Edwards, he claims in the lawsuit that Choppa recorded his lyrics over his beat and there was an agreement that DJ JMK would receive flat fee royalties and a 30% bonus if Choppa and his record label Takeful Records, if they secured national distribution as a result of that track. So DJ JMK claims he was asked to make a shorter radio-friendly version of the song, which both the long and the short versions are included on Choppa's album, as he claims. He also claims he never got the royalty payments or the 30% bonus. Meanwhile, a producer by the name of William Nelson, a.k.a. Playa Will, was hired to recreate the track. They did not ask his permission to do so and misappropriated his track to create a new one.
Wow.
So he's seeking compensatory, statutory, and punitive damages and profits owed to him for use of copyrighted material. So if you don't know, this song has been used so many times, and even Choppa, if he used it, whatever he did him in Master P or whatever. But then City Girls and Cardi B just came out with the song Act Up.
Mm. Right.
So that track is on there. And
that's
he's gotten right.
You ain't even hit him up.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Exactly.
And he's gotten no money from this. But the Takeful Records released a statement saying they respond to allegations recently released to the media by local club. They try to come as like try to local club DJ. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a little shade. But local club DJ Kirk Edwards, aka DJ JMK. The statements provide no support or for its false accusations about the origins of the composition Choppa Style, which was written and recorded almost 20 years ago. Man, he tried to throw a little bit of shade there about the time. And then it was like, these statements were made without basis in fact or law. They said a few other things, but basically they're denying the allegations there. So We will see what comes about that, you know. Cardi B, she's already dealing with a lawsuit with her former, you know, producer. He's basically, you know, he basically said, like, he made her and created her into, you know, what she is now, and she owes him all this money. He sued her for $10 million. She countersued for $15 million. So I think that lawsuit is coming up. But she's, I think, filed something to keep her a video out of the public eye or whatever, which...
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. That kind of makes me curious to see, like, what's in that video that that she's trying to keep out. But anyway... So the Celebrity Sizzle Award of the Week goes to... That was so dry. So the Celebrity Sizzle Award of the Week goes to, I'm sure Charles will like this, the Forbes reported first billionaire rapper Jay-Z.
Oh.
So he keeps winning. He keeps all of this winning. All of this winning. So TMZ Sports reports that Jigga and Roc Nation is teaming up with the NFL for a music and social justice campaign where Jay-Z will be the league's live music entertainment strategist. Mm. So what's ironic about this is that Jay-Z, you know, he said in his lyrics in Ape-ish with him and Beyonce, he said, "I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me. I don't need you. Mm. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too." Mm. And here we are.
Wow.
Of course, this will put, you know, Jigga in control of the Super Bowl halftime show. And Jay-Z, you know, he has been a supporter of ex-49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, what this says to me is that the NFL, you know, they receive so much strong support from the president during this, the whole kneeling protest and all that stuff. Now that I believe they're realizing that he single-handedly divided this whole nation, all the stuff that's going on with the, you know, the mass shootings and the murders and the white nationalists, you know, all that stuff. And I think they're just they've taken it all in and realized, like, okay, we may have possibly had a part in the division part, you know, because they allowed him to control a lot of that. Remember, he was trying to put those fines and stuff in place for, like, players that kneeled and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just believe they're trying to make things right. And I predict that Jay-Z and Roc Nation, they will somehow find a way to include Colin Kaepernick and facilitate his restoration into the league. I'm predicting that. That's my prediction. Sizzle says.
No doubt. That's what's
up. A little prediction right there. Yes, Sizzle and I'm your girl, Lauren Sizzle, and that was the Sizzle.
And that was the Sizzle, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Charlie Gregg, with the beautiful.
Lauren Sizzle.
And the beautiful.
Classy Lady Sparkle.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen. We're cutting to another quick break. What we got coming up next? What's that?
So, coming up next, we have Bezos by Cage Bird.
Bezos by Cage Bird. Don't go nowhere. Take a listen. We're coming back with my interview. Hello.
Tell me everything you know I won't believe. Tell me everything exactly how it'll be. You know how I get right before I fall. And once I give you, I'm only giving my
Pra tentar um grau. away before I fall. And I'm also dreaming, I'm only giving my all.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl Lauren Sizzle, and you are tuned in to one of the hottest talk shows in the nation, We Talk Weekly's After the Talk. Make sure you tune in each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m., and you can listen anywhere. Just download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for WPPM 106.5 FM on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And I got some good news for you. You want to binge listen to our shows? Follow We Talk Weekly's After the Talk podcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to check out all of our amazing shows and event coverage. And follow We Talk Weekly on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And most importantly, keep it locked.